Thank you very much. I think if for no other reason, you should be grateful to Clint Eastwood and myself, because we were the only two to get the standing ovations. And when you're on a long plane flight, they tell you to get up and walk around, or else you could have phlebitis and have a clot go right to your heart. What time is it? Talk about going down the rabbit hole. I'd like to thank the band. I disagree with my friend and colleague Ben Stiller, because he doesn't know what this is. It's obvious. It's the double F Tourette Symbol Award. I'd like to thank the Hollywood Press for the award. Very quickly, these movies that I did, I was more than fortunate to be with really good people. You hear that constantly, but it is serendipitous to be in a film that works. You have to have the right director, the right cast, the right script, the right people, the right editor, and it has to be a certain amount of luck for a film to get off the tarmac, to fly. And if I may, if there's any reason to accept a Lifetime Achievement Award, and I resent the very name of that, I'd like to look at it as being halfway the Menopause Award, perhaps. Anyway, by the way, we all have fantasies. We've had a lot of fantasies tonight as we were watching and not watching this show. And one that I had was, what if I died during, because it was so long. And I thought on the news, they would say, Dustin Hoffman got the Lifetime Achievement Award, but he died midway through it. And then I saw these flowers here. And I thought, they could just bring me up and lay me out right there. Each of you that wanted to could eulogize me and just come out. Anyway, this is a very quick fantasy. Which leads me to the point, and that is, the real reason to be here to accept this award is to acknowledge the people who directed the films that I was in, particularly those that are no longer with us. And that's John Schlesinger for Midnight Cowboy and Marathon Man. It's Kit. Thank you. Fossey for Lenny, it's Franklin Schaffner for Papillon, it's for Alan Pacour for All the President's Men, unfortunately the list goes on, it's Pietro Jeremy for Alfredo Alfredo, and it's for Sidney Pollack, the great and wonderful film. Thank you.